Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team Captain Michael Parker's joining us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, John. Morning, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Good morning. So Mike, is there any get back you feeling right now for the Columbus Crew, seeing that what happened last year with this team, and this is the first time you're seeing them this season?
No, in a sense that, you know, if we win this game, it doesn't satisfy that anger inside us of what happened at the end of last year. You know, it doesn't take that back. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make us feel any better about how our season ended. But, you know, it's a big game. They're right behind us in the standings. They're a good team. We understand that. But we've been playing well on the road, and it's going to be a big one.
Michael Parker is joining us. Michael, I got to ask. I want to go back to the last game against New York City in Yankee Stadium. Are there times where you look at Brad Guzan and go, dude, wow. I mean, for the stuff that he does?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's one play where I'd basically trip over the ball and the guy goes on a breakaway, and I'm standing there like, oh, come on, Guz, make one for me, buddy. And, you know, he makes a great save. And, you know, those you just really appreciate because, you know, you're going to make mistakes every now and then. And he's so good back there to keep us in the game, to cover up for some of our mistakes. And then when we have a tough game like we did against City where we're not at our best and we're fatigued at the end of the game, and he's just taking balls off the chest, off the knee, you know, off anything, and making huge save after huge save. It's really nice knowing that we have him behind us because he really saved us a point there.
Michael Parker is team captain for Atlanta United. One of the questions we have, or at least I've been asking, and I know that others have, Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra have talked about form, and the team has not displayed, you know, kind of the form I think that you have are used to in the last few matches. What does it take to kind of get back to that form?
Yeah, we would agree. You know, we weren't satisfied with our performance against Philadelphia, especially we went up two men. You expect us to be able to absolutely dominate and score at will, basically, and that wasn't the case. And then, you know, we had a tough one against New York City as well where we knew it was going to be a tough game and a tough place, but that being said, we still didn't play anywhere close to where, you know, we had imagined we would be able to. So we've talked about it as far as, you know, making sure that we've got our confidence still, that we understand that home or away, any opponent on the schedule, we're going to be able to go out there and play the way we want to play and get back to playing that style. And, you know, some of it's a mentality. Some of it is, you know, execution out on the field and making sure we're all on the same page and doing things the right way and putting forth the right amount of energy and then playing together as a team. All those things need to get back to how they were in the beginning of the season when we were getting some good performances along with the results. And tonight's going to be a good test about that because Columbus is a team that if you're not on the same page, if you're not putting 100% effort in, they will absolutely dominate the game. They're the best possession team in MLS, and it'll be a long 90 minutes if we don't have a good performance tonight.
Talking with Michael Parker, his team captain, Atlanta United tonight against Columbus Crew. And, of course, our coverage begins at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 90 tonight, the game.
When you look at this Columbus Crew team, what do you think some of their strengths are and a little bit of their weaknesses at the same time?
Yeah, their strength is that they play the ball out of the back, probably the best in MLS. They pass the ball with extreme accuracy. They've got a great game plan as far as they know how they want to play. They know how they want to get the ball from one side to the next. They've got a very athletic, strong striker who's scored a bunch of goals this year, and one of the best playmakers right in behind him. On the flip side, you know, having played in Columbus, I know that this system and the way that they play, it really leaves them open and vulnerable. And if you're able to get the ball as they're trying to play out of the back and counterattack them really quickly, it can really isolate their defenders and make it difficult put them in difficult spots. So, if we're able to win the ball in our attacking third, look for us to go quick tonight because, we should have some advantages there.
Michael Parkhurst. Michael, you and I were talking earlier about the future of the Crew in Columbus and whether or not, is that play into it still? Is that still kind of looming over the franchise?
Absolutely. I've talked to a couple of people within the organization lately, and, it still seems that they don't have a definite answer, yes or no, whether they're leaving. And, I can imagine that's difficult, especially for guys with families, guys that have a couple of years left on their deal and they're going to be forced to move if the team moves. Even front office people, ticket sales people, everyone, they've got lives and they don't know if they're going or staying. And, so it's got to be difficult for them, but that's separate, obviously, from what Atlanta United is concerned about. The Columbus Crew players, out on the field, they're just concerned about playing soccer, just like we are. You feel for them on a humane level, but as far as soccer, we don't think about that or concern ourselves with it.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but we've won the World Cup bid. What was it, John? 2026. How do you feel about that? And what does that mean to have the World Cup here in the United States?
I honestly just heard about it on the update before I came on live with you guys. but it's fantastic. It's awesome. I mean, what an awesome thing for the country to be able to host the World Cup. And I know it's in conjunction with, Canada and Mexico, but most of the games being here in the U.S., it's awesome. I mean, the biggest tournament in the world coming to the U.S., the people that are going to be here, the spirit around the games, just the nationalities coming together. It's just such a big, massive event. And for that to be here again in the States, it's going to be awesome for soccer. There's going to be so many good games, so many good atmospheres around cities and small towns and a bar and everything. So it's going to be awesome. And I'll be long done playing by then. So I'll be a spectator just like you guys and be able to enjoy it.
Michael Parkhurst, team captain, Atlanta United, Columbus Crew tonight. Yeah, one little thing about that with the World Cup in Russia starting tomorrow, and that is that we said with it coming here, never again the United States can never be left out again, ever. We can't do that, Michael. We just can't.
No, I know. It's depressing knowing that we don't have those at minimum three games to watch the U.S. and cheer for them and everything that goes, the euphoria that surrounds those games and the feeling of 4 years ago when we saw the team advance and just watching those images across the country of different fan bases celebrating, the feeling that we're going to miss out on that this time around is sad. But, hopefully it's a lesson for everybody in U.S. soccer, and definitely we don't want to make this mistake again and be in this situation again. And hopefully come 2026, we'll be in a good spot and be able to challenge.
I was about to say, with that being said, real quick, Mike, who are you rooting for in this World Cup?
Man, that's a tough one. I don't really care, but I filled out a form last night, and I have Brazil, Germany in a rematch of last World Cup. But one team that I think is really good that I'm rooting for is Belgium.
Outside of
obviously rooting for Iceland and Australia and the teams that seems like everybody roots for. But a team that actually has a chance, I'll go with Belgium.
Michael, go get a win tonight. How about rooting for Atlanta United? Thanks, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.